Welcome to Pestergen Podcast Season 2. Candace and Jenny start off this new season keeping it small as they discuss kids, pets, and all the small things you encounter in your day-to-day route. Join us as we delight in tales of everyday adventures that bring warmth and laughter to your daily routine. This heartwarming episode is sure to keep you toasty in even the most inclement of weather.
It's time for the Pestergen Podcast with your hosts, Jenny and Candace.
Hello and welcome back, pretty pesties everywhere. Thank you for joining us for season 2 of the Pestergen Podcast. We've missed you guys all so much. And of course, I've missed my beautiful co-host, Jenny. I'm Candace, by the way. How you doing, Jenny?
I'm doing good.
Forever.
I know, it does feel like it's been forever. Through the holidays and everything, and now I'm back home full time and in a whole new branch, and it's epic.
That's awesome. Epic.
Yes. How are you?
I'm doing good. I know. It feels like it has been literally forever, even though I talk to you like every day.
I know, right?
But yeah, we went through Christmas and New Year's. Then my youngest is now 16. So what
yes!
the hell? Yeah, I what the hell? I can't believe I am a mother to a 19, almost 20-year-old and a 16-year-old. Because, like, what the hell?
Yeah. Your babies are big now.
I know. I know. Jude's actually almost as tall as me. Like, he was standing next to me this morning because Kyra bought him a pair of shoes for his birthday. So he's like, these got a heel on him. And he's standing next to me. And, like, the top of his head is, like, at my eyes. And I'm like, no. I'm like, this is not okay.
Stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, my 10-year-old is tall as me. Okay.
Yeah, Kyra was up there with me when she was young, too. It was crazy. Like, I swore she was going to be, like, 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
She stopped at 5'8".
I was about to say, yeah. Once you, like, I stopped growing at, like, 11 years old. So, yeah.
Your body's just like, never good.
Yeah. We're as tall as we need now. But,
so yeah. No more working in Indianapolis for
yes,
you.
Yes, yes. I will go down probably once a month for supplies and see all the guys and Stacy and kind of touch base with home base. And Bill and Brad will come up to see me occasionally and help me cold call and do some sales and stuff. So it's exciting. I got to spend the whole week with Bill, which was amazing. We had a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Bill has put so much love into this whole project. The office looks amazing. He put together the desk and it's so cute. Oh, I'll have to post pictures. He got me a little mouse pad that's a ladybug and stuff for the computer. It's super cute.
That's awesome.
But poor guy, we had a hard time with the brother printer we got. Couldn't get it to hook to the computer and stuff. So we had some technical difficulties, but we got out and met the people of Fort Wayne, and it was a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a few issues with technical difficulties. Yes, but no. Like, I don't ever get myself Christmas presents. Ever, ever, ever. I decided to this year because I have a double TV set up in my living room. One's for watching TV, the other one's for playing games. So both can be done at the same time. Well,
that's
the TV
cool.
That the games were being played on was like, it wasn't a crappy TV. It was an LG. It was a nice TV, but it just didn't have the vibrant color that you're expecting out of a video game.
Yeah.
And it was driving me nuts, and it just drove Brandon absolutely insane. He's like, you need to get a goddamn new TV. This is stupid. So I bought myself a Sony Bravia. We have one in our bedroom. I love how it looks. Fine. So I got it. I ordered it off of Amazon because, of course, I live in a small town and nobody fucking sells any.
Right.
So we get it. There's a ding in the box, but okay, big deal. You know, I know it's, you know, relatively safe inside of its styrofoam. And both of my TVs are wall mounted. So we get the other TV down, get the mount onto the new TV, get it hung up. That was a whole ordeal. We take the cardboard off of the front of the screen And then we were peeling off like the plastic around it. And when Brandon's peeling the plastic, I can see it like the top center, this really weird like lines on the screen. And I'm going, please tell me that's just tape. That's just got to be tape. It's just tape. It's fine. Right. And when he pulls that film off of right there, I watch the screen like come off of the, like around the frame. And I was like, you got to be shitting me. I was like, the TV's broken. The TV's fucking broken. Yeah, there's a whole impact, like, mark. And so I turned the TV on. I took a picture of it and everything. Yep. And I posted it everywhere. Oh, my God. I was so fucking mad.
I don't blame you.
And then had to argue with... It. Yeah, and then I had to argue with Amazon over it because they just wanted me to return it for a refund. But I got it on sale.
Yeah.
So they were going to, you know, they're like, oh, then you can buy a new one. I'm like, I'm not going to spend $200 more than I spent previously because the damn things are expensive enough.
Right.
That's why I bought it. It was on sale.
Right.
So I had to argue with like three different freaking people through their chat service. And finally, they're like, okay, we'll replace it. Good.
That's what I wanted.
They kept asking me, well, to do this, though, we need you to send the other one back. Well, yeah, I have no problem doing that. What am I going to do with the broken TV? I'll send you pictures of it broken.
Right.
So I have my new one. But
hey.
We were going to put it up. And then Brandon and I had to go inspect a dairy this week. We weren't inspecting for the dairy. We were inspecting for the employee housing on the dairy. 12 different houses on this place. And the was it the last or the second? It's second to last house. It's kind of like in this dip a little bit, but Brandon had to go down and he's getting ready, or he's checking the crawl space. And he comes back up the hill and it's slipperier in hell because it had just rained. But he like slides and smashed his wrist on a steel pole sticking out. Like we were afraid he broke his damn wrist because it like welted out a little bit. It's not broken. He can move it. He gets like the electricity a little bit. But
yeah.
So we haven't been able to mount my TV. So I have one and it looks really weird because I have this big blank spot where the other TV's supposed to be. So it looks so weird. I know Kyra came home from being in Columbus and was like, oh, this looks odd.
That's cute. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So it's just sitting in my hallway in the box still. And every time the dogs walk by, I'm like, don't you knock it over.
Fuck you up. That's cute.
Well, it sat in Kyra's room prior to Kyra being home, so nobody could get to it. But now that Kyra's home, it needed to come out.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fair. I don't know where to put it. It's got to sit in the hall. I'm so nervous. God damn it.
I don't blame you. After all that, do not blame you.
But this is why I don't buy myself things.
No, you deserve nice things.
I know. That's what Brandon said, too. He's like, you deserve it.
Yes, you do. Speaking of cute animals and children, our topic today is the small things, essentially, like our encounters with animals and children.
Oh, because we've all had them.
But yes, children and pet encounters.
Yes. Because, well, I think I run into more pets than kids, but I know during like winter break and everything for the Northern Hemisphere here, I did run into more kids, obviously. They weren't in school.
Yeah.
But some, like, the animals are always either really, really apprehensive that you're there, or they're just like, oh my God, new people, pet me, please.
Yeah, right. Yep. I feel like pets and kids are always such a fun way to add to your day. It's like, oh,
it really is. They can be the best. Like
yes.
I've met some really great kids on my route as well. And I love them. I love going to see them.
Yeah.
Because they're like excited to see me as well. And then a lot of them, because I do head starts around here, you know, I've seen them at home and then I'll see them at the head start too. So they're like, I'm like, hi, sweetheart.
That's so cute. That's adorable.
Yeah, when my best friend's kids were younger, they were in the Head Start, and Brandon used to do them with his other company. And as soon as he would show up there, they would come run and give him a hug. And, you know, the teachers were like, oh, no, leave him alone. And Brandon's like, no, man, these might as well be my children as well. So it's okay.
These my tribe. That's so cute. Even this past week, doing a lot of business cold calling, you'd be surprised how many businesses have office pets.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll walk through a door and be like, oh, yay, dog. I get to see doggies.
Yeah. Our mechanic has two labs that hang out with him.
That's awesome. Great.
I don't do his service. Another company does, and that's fine. But I just love going in there, and they're both just like, whoa, 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 whoa. And I'm like, oh,
you know your lab. Me.
You ain't going to hurt nobody.
Exactly. You know me, buddy. But I did do one cold call. It was really, really stinking weird because it was back in like an industrial park. But then there was like, you would see, think of it as like a storefront with a bunch of businesses, but it's like in an industrial park. So it's like one was like, I don't know, some CNC manufacturing of some sort and this and that or whatever. Well, this one had a business sign over it. It was a type of business, but I opened the door, which is a glass like business door, and I look in and it's like an apartment. Like they had a bed and a couch and then there was a baby gate in front of the door. So I just like immediately shut the door. Like, okay, that was weird. And
my bad.
When I turned around, I heard smack on the glass and then roo, 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 roo. I look and it's a fucking Rottweiler. It's like, damn, all right, almost died. Cool.
Snack.
And I'm guessing that's why the baby gate was there, just to help in case a random solicitor. Okay, speaking of, since I'm on this rant, speaking of, there's a special place in hell for businesses that have their no soliciting sign on the inside.
Yeah.
Because I have to walk in and then look at it and feel like a jackass and walk back out.
Yep.
That's bullshit, man. If you're going to put a no soliciting sign, put it on the outside.
Yeah. Or like have it in the window.
And yeah.
Have it on the door.
Yeah.
You know, somewhere where...
Yeah. Even if I have to walk up to the door, at least I don't come in.
Yeah.
Because then that's weird and awkward. Because
oh, yeah.
Two or three times we call them gatekeepers. The gatekeeper is like, hi, how are you? And then right in front of her, I see no soliciting. I'm like, good, have a good day. Just turn around. I don't even want to hand them anything. So, yeah, it's great. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
But
now, my most recent animal encounter was actually at that dairy farm.
Ooh.
We saw two, but I think the guy that was showing us around said there's seven border collies that live out there. We only saw two. And then we also saw a lab puppy that was like maybe 2.5, 3 months old. But he was so adorable. And he was already like knew his name and everything, but he kept jumping up on my leg, which I don't care.
Yeah.
I have a bruise on my leg about the size of a puppy paw now from him. Like, I noticed it after the fact because I went to the bathroom and I'm like, oh, hey,
shit.
Look at that. I mean, it doesn't even hurt or anything. It's just really funny. And
it's
then they
a puppy
had
love.
They had like a full size chihuahua, not like one of them itty bitty little ones, but like a full size chihuahua that was literally the color of my yellow lab. Like, same coloring scheme. It was crazy. But his name was Poncho. And he was just the coolest. Like, usually chihuahuas are those are the shifty ones.
Yeah.
I'm always apprehensive around smaller dogs.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, you're not going to
like ankle biter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So ones that always bite you, like the bigger ones or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was the coolest. Like, he came up all squatted down and we're just like, oh my God.
I kind of love them when they're like,
I know they're like, I'm just the cutest, right?
Pet me, please. Make me warm.
Oh, he was so cute. And then, like all the border collies that were running around there doing their jobs and or just hanging out. And oh, they were a blast. I was like, this is the coolest.
Oh, that's so cute. I love it.
And then, of course, all the cows because it's a dairy farm. So,
yeah, I was about to say, I'm sure you saw more cool animals than just puppos, doggos.
Yes. Yes, we like all the cows, and they were all like, just like, hey, got some food?
Right? Yeah, that is awesome. Have you ever done a service of a person who has like an exotic pet, like a capuchin monkey or anything like that?
I haven't. I think I've had like, you know, like the random like reptiles or whatever like that, but no, nothing like crazy like that. Have you had one?
I have had, and I may have mentioned this before, but I serviced like this McMansion dynasty of a home that was, I don't know if they were Indian or what their culture was, but they had birds loose in their home just everywhere. And there's like puppy pads in certain areas. So they were trained to go perch and poop there. And there was just like crazy tropical birds, like enormous birds. And like, I don't know, that was crazy. But my husband came home from Dollar General the other day and he goes, look, oh my God, look. And he took a picture and somebody had a capuchin monkey on their shoulder at Dollar General.
That's awesome.
Like, that's fucking awesome. That's definitely different for Midwestern United States, but
a little bit.
Yeah. But
I had at our local mall, there was a gentleman walking around in there and he had like a full size macaw parrot on his shoulder. And it was just chilling. Like, it was just looking around, doing his thing. And like, he'd like feed it a little snack every now and then. But I was like, that's cool.
Right? That's the coolest thing.
Like,
ever.
I want one. Right. Even though parrots freak me out. That's like one animal that I have been bitten by. And it was my friend. She's like, oh, it's so nice. Just, you know, hold your hand out. And it came over and it just like wham on my finger. I'm like, no, thank you.
Have you ever been? Like, oh my God. Have you ever been bitten by a hamster?
Yes. My own, actually.
That stuff hurts. That stuff hurts, man.
And a guinea pig.
Their little teeth are so sharp. Mm-hmm. And
yeah. And they just evil. Like, because they just barely get some. So it's just like, it's a pinch and a poke. And
And then I remember as a kid, like, seeing their teeth and being like, oh, those things are scary.
Yeah, they're creepy.
Long-ass fangs.
Right? I think the worst, like, the teeth that freak me out the most aren't even, like, the sharp teeth. It's, like, the teeth from, like, cows and horses and donkeys. They're just creepy because they're so big and just flat.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're just, like... I don't know.
That's so great. Love it.
Yeah, they're creepy. I don't know why. I will never understand why I think they're creepy, but they just are to me. It's like, I'm not like afraid of the animal. It's just, don't show me your teeth. I don't want to see them.
Dead. That's great. And we did ask our fans, our listeners, of stories of kids and animals and stuff. I think my most recent kid interaction was for Christmas. Dale got me a headlamp and I went into a basement with a little boy and I let him play with my headlamp and I thought that was really cute.
That's awesome. Yeah, I had... Well, usually when I do my head starts, I don't interact with the kids a whole lot because it's like, you know, I got to be in like the kitchen and stuff like that. But we got called into one of them because their licensing lady was there and ants were flooding into one of the classrooms. So they're like, oh my God, please get here before she gets to this classroom. So we're like, okay, cool. But we got there. It had rained a whole bunch. Like, we had king tides and everything. Like, the whole damn city flooded for a weekend. It was insane. But obviously the ants pushed in.
Yeah.
No big deal. But obviously the licensing, they don't care. They're just like, ew, there's ants here. Yeah.
Yeah.
We live on a sand dune.
Right. Right.
But we were standing in there and a lot of the times if like we can find where they're coming through the baseboard, we'll stick painter's tape at the baseboard because then it's kind of just a sticky trap for them.
Yeah,
that's not going to ruin anything. So I had a roll of painter's tape on my arm. I had it like pulled up my arm some and I was talking to one of the teachers and I'm blah, 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 blah. And I brought my arm back down at the same time this little kid walked next to me and whapped her dead in the head with this whole roll of tape. And I was like... I am so sorry. Are you okay? And she's like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm okay. I just got an ow. And I'm like, I know. I'm like, great. Now she's going to tell her mom that some random lady was there in the classroom and like whooped her ass. I'm like, great.
I got hit in the head with tape by the bug lady.
I know. Yeah, because of course it was like the early head start. So she was like 2 or 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, dead in like the center mass of her forehead. I'm like, great, she's gonna have a freaking goose egg. I never saw her afterwards because they went outside. That's where they were headed. She was walking by me to go grab her coat. But I didn't even, like, damn it. I haven't had to look out for little kids unless I'm like outside webbing and they're outside as well, because then I'm like, keep the pole right next to my hip. But I'm like, oh, I felt so bad. And then, of course, Brandon's there. So then he had to tease the crap out of me.
I was about
to say. Why are you beating up these little kids? I'm like, I didn't beat two. It was so great, funny. Though. It was great. It was one of those, like, of course, you had to walk by right as I was putting my arm down. Yep. And, of course, I don't blame her for it. She didn't know.
Yeah.
But I'm just like.
That's so funny.
It's the karma just hit me. Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know what I did wrong.
Yeah.
Apparently karma hit me and then I hit her.
Yeah. You know?
Oops.
Question.
Yes.
So have you ever serviced a residential home where the children are following you around and the parents are just like doing nothing to get them out of your way and they're just like getting in the way? And
I had one that had a little guy. I think when we started servicing there, he was like 2.5, 3 years old. But like I said, we don't usually do a whole lot of treating inside, but we were inside because they were having some ants coming through a window. Lo and behold, little man kept sticking his suckers half eaten on the table right next to the window. And so they were coming for him.
But yes.
They would always try to call him off of me. They're like, Tom, leave her alone. Leave her alone. I'm like, no, he's fine. He's fine. He's just curious. He's fine.
Yeah.
You know, but he was like insanely smart. Like I said, he was like 2.5, 3 years old. I think he might have been 4 when I'm about to tell the story, but still relatively young. And I was treating for the ants. I didn't use any chemical application. All I did was put some bait down because I didn't want them on those anymore. And we took them off. Yeah. And I made him promise me, you know, stop sticking his candy on the table. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. But like up in the windowsill was like, the windowsill was like a pretty small window, but it was up higher where even if he stood on like the arm of the couch, he couldn't reach it.
Right.
But I still had the discussion with him, you know, don't touch, it's not for you, blah, blah, blah. But I because I was using Advion ant gel, so I put like a little bit of it on my finger so he could see what it looked like, you know, and I said, you know, this is going to be up in the window, don't touch it, it's not for you, you know, blah, 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 did that whole spiel. And then I was teaching him how the ants like feed each other through trophallaxis and all that stuff, even used the term. He spit it back to me. He was, because, you know, I was like, it's called trophallaxis. And he's like, trophallaxis. Got it. And I was like, okay.
That's
and his
so
mom
cute.
Told me the next day when he was at his Head Start building that he was telling his teachers about it and using the term trophallaxis because his teachers are like, where the hell did he learn that from? And I'm like, guess I could be a teacher too.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely.
No, he was the best. And like, we still do their house. I just haven't seen him in a long time.
Yeah.
So I think he's probably like 6 or 7 now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. 6, 7. All for all the young ones out there. But yeah, I haven't seen him in forever. But he also has a little dog that will come up in the story from Brandon.
That's so cute. I had problems with that when I was with the Purple Diamond that, like, I would be doing apartment complexes and mm-hmm. it would be, like, heavily roach-infested, you know, like, I need to damn near be doing a clean-out, but they're not going to pay for a clean-out. So, but there would be, like, small children, like, a 2-year-old waddling around and, like, I'd be like, hey, come get your kid.
Get your couch goblin.
Like, basically, like, yeah, like, you have raining roaches and you, like, if you know you have an insect issue that bad and the exterminator's there, why would you disappear to the bedroom without your baby? Why are you letting the baby follow me around? It's a baby. It's, like, little. Yeah. So I had a lot of those problems, but they were cute. And I would always talk to them and be like, oh, hi, stay back, honey, you know, whatever. And like, and then eventually at a certain point, I'm just like, hey, come get your kid.
I can't do my job when you're not doing your job.
Yeah. I'd be like, honey, you gotta stay out of the kitchen. Okay. And then like, turn around and hear waddle right behind me. I'm like, oh, God.
I think I have that issue more with dogs outside than kids.
Yeah.
But I've gotten a lot of them trained that when, you know, I'll tell them, like, I'll walk somewhere, like, off of the foundation and tell them to sit. And they'll, you know, they'll sit. And I'm, all right, stay. And then I'll treat, like, as much as I can of the foundation and everything while they're sitting over there. And then they get antsy and they run to me. So then I stop and then I just do it again.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it works. I'm just like,
that's
stay
cute.
There.
Yeah. Sit.
Yeah.
Yep.
It works. So I'm like, cool. Now if kids could actually do that.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing is, like, I don't want to be responsible for your kid right now. Like, you know, like.
Right.
Come get your baby.
Yeah. I'm trying to do my job. Yeah. Are we going to leave him with the plumber as well?
Right. And you got like a serious issue here. Yeah. It's like if the toilet broke and you have no septic, but the plumber's there finally to fix it. And you just like leave your baby in the bathroom with the plumber. Like,
okay.
No, we don't do this. But yeah.
All right. So we do have a story from one of our pretty pesties. And let's see. It said, I had this one kid who called me the mouse lady. He was maybe 3 or 4 when I started servicing the house. Every service, he would follow me around and ask if we caught any mice. He started folding trap right boxes for me. Their basement had an old dirt field stone that had water seeping through on rainy days, so he was never allowed down there, but always waited on the stairs and would shout, "Did you find one?" I went on a 6th birthday, and he says, "Hey, mouse lady, my mom said I can come to the basement this time." Man, I miss that kid. That's so cute.
That is so cute.
Because he's, like, genuinely interested. Yeah. Did you find one?
That's so cute. So we had another one. This one's from PCHD, our sweet cheese bags. About 2 years ago, around this time, I knocked on a door and didn't get an answer. So I continued servicing the exterior of the property. When I came back around, the homeowner was walking up the front steps with his chahula hula. The dog reminded me of one of my grandparents had when I was younger, so I held my hand out for it to sniff before attempting to pet it. Unfortunately, the homeowner didn't mention that the dog wasn't friendly until after it had already nipped my hand. Honorable mention, unrelated to work, when I was 12 years old, about 2 months ago, according to Mikey Scher, I was waiting for the school bus when a dog from a neighboring stop about 50 yards down the road got loose. The dog chased me around until I was able to hop on the bus and escape. That was fun.
Oof.
Damn, dude.
Yeah. I swear, the dog incidents will happen, like, which obviously his didn't, but they'll happen, like, back to back. That happened to me, where it's just, like, yeah. Seemed like every new dog that I met was, like, nipping at me and or biting me. And I'm going, well, goddamn it.
Stop. I love dogs.
I love the puppies. Stop it.
That's great. And just to add to that, Mikey Scher said, now I just want to see you running. I have yet to see you at full speed. We're going to have to
start whipping him, Sheridan.
Yeah, get him, Cher. That's great.
Another one from one of our pretty pesties said, I was pulled willingly from my literal dream job as an animal control officer into this field so I could go on and on about the pets. My absolute favorite story, though, is a customer and her husband were out driving one day and happened upon a mama dog and 7 puppies in a field. Long and sad story short, only 2 of the puppies survived, and they spent weeks trying to catch them. Once they did, they brought them home, and I got to meet them within a week. They're now almost 3, huge, and so lovable. They know my name, and she just has to tell them, Heather's coming, and they don't settle until they see me. I had this house scheduled the day after I lost my soul pup. My customer wasn't home, but the second I stepped into the backyard, I had 2 furry therapists on top of me. I sat in that backyard for an hour crying and snuggling those pups. There. Okay, so yeah, they will forever be my boys, and a service that should take 20 minutes takes at least an hour every time, but that's okay. Sometimes you just need to hug a dog. That's very true.
That is very true.
I have one with one of the dogs I can tell to sit and stay, and she's super young. She's a chocolate lab, but she... Like, the house really shouldn't take me too long, but I just love playing with her because she'll bring me all her toys, and I give her all the scratches. Even, like, when she is, because she's an outdoor dog, but she has her, like, nice, you know, warm, dry space. She just doesn't like to stay in it. But, like, the last time I did their service, she was, like, soaking wet because it was raining prior to me getting there. But I didn't even care. Like, my vest, my shirt, my pants were just drenched, but I'm just like, on the lovin's.
Oh, that's so cute.
It was great.
That is therapy.
Mm-hmm.
That is therapy right there.
Especially if you're having a bad day.
Yeah.
It really is.
Hug from a doggo.
It is.
This is kind of a two-parter from Cheese Bags. So it's one and then one commented. So he says, this is a good buddy of mine. He says, I once had a kid try to hand me his mom's rose toy. If you don't know what that is, Google it.
Don't Google it.
If you don't know what that is, you're missing out. No, I'm kidding. While I was doing a roach inspection, he says. And then somebody else commented, I've had two younger boys sword fighting with mommy's lightsabers before.
Whoop. Okay, I understand kids get into things, but why are we not putting these things away? Food for thought? Like, why are they just out in the open for our children to find and show the random stranger that showed up?
Yeah, I 3D printed that pink dong for Paula that I forgot to give to her. And I have to still sometimes make sure that's hidden well from my children. Awkward.
Oh, all right. So we have our next one. It said, I had a kid one time talking to me when his mom was there. He was asking questions about what I did and why. I said something along the lines of, well, I'm the bug lady. I like to help people with their bug problems. What do you like to do? He, without hesitation, replies, I like to hang on my mom's boobs, pull on them, and push them up in her face. The mom's face when the little boy was spilling the tea was hilarious. She was absolutely mortified and shooed the kid off so quick and kept apologizing to me. Oh my God. But okay, to save face here, at least the tech that wrote that story is a female. So probably not as bad.
Yes.
But still.
Hilarious.
Like, right? It's like teaching your kids when to say things and when things are not appropriate to say. But it's like, who thinks of something like that? Okay, don't tell the pest control that you play with my boobs, okay?
They are squishy and fun. And if it were a male tech, he'd probably be like, I would like to do that too.
Attaboy.
Right, attaboy. Yeah, attaboy. That's great. Oh my God. I didn't read this one. This one says, not pest related. Our older cat had kittens when my son was two. She set them up in one of those Tupperware bureaus we had that was mostly for diapers and wipes, except the bottom drawer was empty. So I'm home that day, and it's suspiciously quiet, which with a two-year-old is never good. Fair. Start to investigate, and I hear a cat meowing. Come around the corner, and my son is carrying two kittens by the legs to move them to a more comfy spot with the mom cat. Kai, named by him, because that's how he said kitty when we got her, following along with a concerned look on her face.
Just poor mom.
Carry him by the legs.
This way, kitties.
That's the thing with, like, younger babies, that they're so fucking cute, but they're so horrible to animals because right. They don't know better.
Yeah, we got animals when both of our kids were relatively young, and it is a lot of work to teach them, you know, like nice pets and not to pull. And luckily, like, our dogs were like always super just like chill with it, you know. You could see when it was starting to annoy them, so you're like, okay, hold on.
Yeah.
But no, but I think like having pets when kids are younger too also helps them to learn of like nice hands and everything. So they're not, you know, going to daycare and smacking the shit out of another little kid because they think they're being nice.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
We always told the kids it was either nice hands, soft hands, or gentle hands.
Mm-hmm.
One of those. And then they would, you know, stop like pulling an ear or like pushing so hard to pet. No, soft.
That's so cute.
And then we'd make them say it too. Soft.
Yep.
Let's see. Oh, I have some kids on my route that made my wife a get well card after they found out I wasn't coming to spray because I took my wife to the doctor. Great kids.
Oh, that's so
sweethearts.
Cute. That's so freaking cute.
There is hope for the future.
Yes. Oh,
that's so adorable.
I had a neighbor's pet run up to me on the lawn, look me in the eyes, take a shit on the lawn, and then run away. Wish I was joking. This is like, hey, you. Squat.
Watch me
poop. I'm asserting dominance.
God, I swear. Like, dogs are just fucking weird. But I just love them. But they're so weird.
They are.
Like, when my kids finally stopped caring about me being in the bathroom by myself, then my dog started caring.
Yep.
Or now my cats. I'll open the door and my cat will be sitting right outside. And I'm going, what?
What do you want? Just checking on you.
Right?
Can't be alone.
Okay, next one said, okay, I had to go back and copy and paste, but here you go. There were two boys about 5 to 6 years old at one of my stops today. I carry a bag of toy bugs with me for kids. We don't get kiddos often because they're at school and we often serve a lot of the elderly. So anyways, I was excited to see the kids and I asked them both with my right eyebrow raised super high, do you like bugs? Most kids say no, which I'll admit is rather boring, but not this time. One of the boys eagerly shook his head yes and I asked him his favorite bug. He said, a grasshopper. So I asked him, if I go catch you one, will you hold it? And he agreed that he would. So out to my truck I go to grab my bag of bugs. I return with the bag behind my back and the grasshopper in my closed fist. I hold it out for him as he bravely holds his hands out, but also he's giggling and squirming, his hands lowering, his confidence in his decision not quite there. I dropped the bug and made a chittering sound, and he shrieked, but then he was super happy when he saw it wasn't real. Made my day. That's awesome.
That's so cute.
That's so cute. You, like, totally, like, fooled him that you were literally dropping a grasshopper into his hand. Which, I'm with you, Boro. I love grasshoppers.
Yeah. Like,
watching Jude catch grasshoppers just cracks me up because he will literally, like, be on all fours hopping through the grass with them.
Yeah.
He did it one time when he had a skink or something in his hand. And he was walking away from the house that we were at to go put it in the woods. So it was out of the treatment zone. And so I'm like, it was either webbing or treating. I can't remember what the hell I was doing. But I look over towards him and he's on all fours going through. And I'm going, okay, I know skinks don't hop. So what the hell are you chasing?
Right.
It was a grasshopper.
That's so cute. Oh my God, I love it.
Yeah. Kids are definitely odd creatures.
They are. They are.
They very much can be. But yeah, yes. I love the ones that like actually enjoy what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know more without being like in your way about it.
Yes. Yes.
Those ones are always fun. Now, the story from Brandon, he told me to use this one, is the little boy that I was talking about, the super smart one, the Trophallaxis. He has a little Yorkie. I mean, itty bitty, maybe 5 pounds worth of a dog. Now, how we originally met them is his mom had called because there was a horrible, rancid, quote, sewage smell coming from underneath her house. But she had already had a plumber out and the piping was fine. So she's like, I think there's something dead under there. So Brandon being Brandon and loving to go into crawl spaces and go find everything. He's like, hell yeah, I'm coming. So the crawl space entrance is like teeny tiny. Like even Brandon's little ass frame, ow, cat, had to like kind of like shoulder head and then the other shoulder to get in there. But he said he's in there. He's got his flashlight, and all of a sudden, this little 5-pound dog comes running in with him and right to the back corner and grabs onto the insulation, shakes it a few times, and this goddamn dead female Norway rat just falls out of the insulation. And he grabs a hold of it and he's, and, you know, so Brandon thought it was still alive, but it was already dead. But so Brandon, like, checks the insulation, make sure there was no pups or anything up there. There wasn't. But That's Walter. He is the best dog in the world. I swear to God, this dog is just badass. So, like, they're on, like, a whole program with us now. They're on General Pest. And anytime we're there, he's, like, right there. Anytime you check the station, he won't put his nose into it. He's good about it. But he always wants to look. He'll, like, kind of look around your leg. But he never sticks his nose into it because there's snap traps. We put snap traps in our stations. I know it's taboo for some people. But, you know, we also have rodenticide in there, too. So, either way, I don't want his face in it.
Right. Yeah. But, right.
We were driving the neighborhood one day, going somewhere, and Brandon stopped at the stop sign there. And, you know, he looks back and forth, and he was like, wait, is that Walter? Goddamn, Walter's just walking on the side of the road, like a block and a half away from his house. And I was like, no fucking way. So I unrolled the window, and I was like, Walter! And he looked at me, and I was like, you motherfucker! So I popped the door open, and I'm like, get over here! And he came right to me. We bring him home, knock on the door, and they were like, hey, you're not supposed to be here right now. No, but I'm sure he is, though. And they're like, where was he? Yeah, he had found an itty-bitty tiny little hole under the fence. He was gone.
Little shit.
So they were like, they fixed it, obviously, like immediately.
Right. That's so cool, though. That's what a community thing there, that you recognized one of your client's pets block and a half from their home.
Yeah,
and like, took him home.
I didn't think it was him at first, because I'm like, no way he is out of his yard. Like, ain't no way. And Brandon's like, call him. So I yelled for him, and he looked dead at me. And, like, he was just like, ah, shit, I'm in trouble.
He
knew he did wrong. He slow walked over to us and everything. I'm like, you
That's
little
so
turd.
Cute. That's like our blue healer. Like, all I have to say is, go lay down. And she does that, like, squat thing, looking all sad.
Yeah, we came home from work the other day, and it was a real short day because, well, we're out working, and we're working together because it was the day I was headed to Portland, so I was working a little bit with him prior to leaving, and we started to get thunder and lightning, so we're like, oh, okay, look, we're done.
Yeah.
We're done. Yeah. I'm not planning to be electrocuted today.
Right.
But we got home, and both of our damn dogs had gotten into our garbage. Like, we came in, and there was just garbage everywhere. They'd gotten into the garbage to get chicken bones out from the night before. Now, one of our dogs is about 2.5. The other one is 10. The 10-year-old goddamn knows better. But they both did it, because, like, when the 10-year-old dog, when she's done something and you ask her if she's done it, she smiles at you. Full mouth of teeth, everything is great. And the baby, when she's done something, she squints. She gets real tiny eyes. And they're doing their telltale signs. And, like, the best thing with them, it's like, I think it's just a whole lab thing, period, is you don't even really have to raise your voice to punish them. You just have to be stern.
Yeah.
And they look like they have been beaten.
Yeah.
Like, physically beaten.
Yep.
I've never hit my dogs.
Yeah.
There's no need to. You can either raise your voice a little bit, or just, like, it's either, like, raise it some or actually lower it. And they're like, shit, okay, I'm in trouble. This is not good.
Yeah. They're like, their master is disappointed. My love. Like, yeah. So cute.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, they were in trouble, like, all day. Because they usually will get, like, a bite of Brandon's dinner or whatever. He was like, absolutely the fuck not.
Yeah,
they
right?
They get nothing. I'm like, yeah, they fucking chicken bones. I was so mad.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you trying to heal yourself? Are you trying to hurt yourself? What are we doing here?
Right.
There we go. I got it out.
There we go. Hey, speaking of, what are you drinking out of, ma'am?
This is my Tony Spengler ceramic cup. I do not have a tumbler next to me. They're all way the hell over there, and they're all actually clean for once.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is my personalized one. There you go. And it's personalized for me and Jenny.
Yes.
It's for Pastor Jen, because look at we so damn cute.
I know, we did the little mice.
I know, you did awesome mice. Making those, and like how the times we get to like change them around.
Yes.
It's the best. That's like our new logo, I swear to God.
Yes, our little avatars that we don't have to worry about getting selfies and shit all the time. I like that.
Right.
Our cute little
mice. But these are from SpenglerArt.com, from Tony Spengler and Leanne Spengler. They are amazing people with amazing designs. And awesome products, too. There we go. Kyra does our dishes. Now, I've told her with the tumblers and with this, they cannot go in the dishwasher. She accidentally put one of my tumblers in there. It's the me and Jack one. And you can see that, like, some of the black has gone through it. It's fine. It still looks cool.
Yeah.
I was helping her take the dishes out of the dishwasher, and this was in there. And I was
shit.
But there's not, like, I was worried, like, the lamination or the sublimation or however it's done would be like raised up a little bit. because I was drinking out of it one day and apparently I had spilled coffee like right down the seam right here.
Oh, yeah.
And I could feel it, but it was like dark in my room and I'm going, shit, it's coming up. It's not.
Yay!
Absolutely nothing wrong with it. But yes, they are not supposed to go in the dishwasher. They all come with instructions. Hand wash only.
Yes.
It's worth it. They're great. Yeah. They're awesome. Nice big handholds for all you people like me that have monstrous hands. I hate little handles on coffee cups. It drives me insane. I hate it. Ugh, I want to be able to stick my hand in there.
Yes. But
their tumblers are amazing, especially if you're, you know, taking your coffee on the go or in the summer if you want to keep that ice cold water, because they keep that shit either hot or cold, whichever drink type you're after. The mugs are like the perfect size. You're not having too much coffee, too little of coffee. I mean, it's not going to keep it hot. It's ceramic. It does what it does. Heat your cup up first with hot water and then put your coffee in it. It'll help keep it warm just for any type of ceramic. But yeah, they're at SpanglerArt.com. They have lots and lots and lots of already made ones with lots of cool designs, funny, classic stuff, pop culture. Or ask them to help you design one for yourself so you can have something that's completely one of a kind.
Yes. And Boss Man Bill got us all custom Tony Spangler mugs this year for Christmas. So if you're an employer, like, it's an awesome gift. And Tony will help you design them and stuff.
Dude, those were super cute. I love how he put the little ladybug on yours.
I know. I was like, that's so cute.
Right?
It's awesome. Like,
being the only female in their, well, female tech, you know, it's like yours just stood out because it's like everybody else's was just their names, but yours had the little ladybug.
Yeah, I love it. And
it was great.
Yes, but yes. So coming up, Pestrogen Podcast is going to have on a special guest and we're doing a raffle for a specific item. This item actually is really cool. We think it's really cool. So listen for future episodes for instructions on how to be entered in for the raffle.
It'll be fun. Good?
Yes. We love free stuff.
Yes.
Free stuff's great.
Who doesn't like free stuff?
Right?
I mean, even if it's like a little knick-knacky thing, it's still cool. But this is not a little knick-knacky thing, I promise you that.
No, this is cool as hell.
Cool stuff.
Yeah.
I wish I could enter, but I can't.
I know, right? Right? Bill has gotten this thing for Trio, and as soon as we come out with what it is, I want to do like a video showing you guys it because it looks really cool.
Nice.
Yes. But yes.
Yeah, so we don't have an idea for a topic yet for next week. That's okay. We'll get it out there. We're starting season two. Give us a chance. Give us a chance.
We're getting back in the swing of things.
Yes.
Yep.
There's lots of life-altering, changing things happened in the last few weeks, apparently.
Yeah.
And we forgot how to do podcasts. I'm kidding. We didn't forget.
We haven't forgotten, but we're rusty.
We got to get back into it. We've done it in a little while.
We did Christmas, New Year's. I moved back home, essentially, and you sent your baby off to the other side of the country and brought her back, and...
And then, then my youngest baby turned 16 and I got to hear all day on his birthday about how he wished he got to take his drive test so he could have his license because he doesn't get to take it until the end of the month.
Oh.
And yes, it is my fault because I didn't schedule it soon enough.
That's okay. It's coming.
I know. So I told him. Yeah, he's actually got 20 days until he can take his drive test.
Yay. The countdown.
It is. He's been counting down.
That's cute. It's been fun talking about pets and kids because in a lot of ways, I feel like that's a huge part of what we do in pest control is like keeping families safe.
Yes.
And pets, kids, and the elderly are the most susceptible to issues. I mean, us adults are too, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you either got like... the not developed immune system of the child or the weakened one of the elderly. And then obviously you can have both of those in a normal, typical age adult too, but it's just not as often.
Exactly. And then our pets are just silly little pets. And
they don't know no better.
They don't know no better. And that's...
They just wondered why they itch all the goddamn time.
Yes. And the fact that children and pets are a huge factor in this is why people should hire experts and professionals to do their pest control instead of, let's just throw a bunch of diatomaceous earth around or hire some dude with no license.
Or I was at a pet store, a pet store the other day, and I was buying some dog food for my dogs, and this guy is buying flea meds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know not everybody can go to the vet. I get it. At least you're trying.
Yeah. Right.
At least you're doing something.
Yes.
So I'm like, you know, getting ready to do my whole spiel on, hey, you really need a professional, yada, yada, yada. But he was like, he had a flea collar and flea drops in his hand, both of pyrethrin, and telling the lady that he's going to go home and put the collar on and put the drops on. And I'm like, no, are we trying to kill your dog?
I was about to say it's going to be season and right? They're not concerned.
And
crazy
even
thing.
The lady was like, that's too much at once. And he's like, oh, no, it'll be fine. It's a big dog. And I'm like, hey, excuse me. I'm like, not a vet, but this is what I do for a living. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Please don't do that. You know, I gave him my number and stuff. And I'm not even trying to like make a, you know, a sales here to you. I said, but please. Don't do that. I said, if you have to pick one or the other, pick the drops. Flea collars
yes.
or flea collars.
Yeah.
Pick the drops. Those work a little bit better than the collar. I said, but don't do both. And then
right.
don't bathe your dog in a pyrethrin-based flea soap at the same
yeah.
time.
Right.
You got to, like, I'm showing him, like, active ingredients. Look.
Yeah.
When they both say, you know, they end with a pyrethrin or just a thrin, don't do that.
Yeah.
Like, talk about ODing your dog and possibly yeah. killing him.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That was fun. I was just like, holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was my first thing. I was like, I'm not a vet. But here we go.
But please don't kill your dog.
Yeah. Please don't do this. Okay?
Yeah. But yeah.
It was good seeing you again.
You as well. I'm Yay. So glad we're back for season 2. This is kind of epic.
Right.
I think we started last year in February,
yeah.
March or whatever. So it's, yeah, it's almost been a full year. And like, it's been so much fun.
It has been. I've had
I
a blast.
Yes.
We've got to go through the slow times, the crazy times, and every time in between.
Yep. I definitely I am anticipating the next 'tis the season because right now, especially with opening a new location, I'm like, let's get some yellow jackets.
'Tis not the season for you currently.
It is not the season. I'm ready for it though. I'm aching for it. And then when season comes, I'll be like, oh my God, it's so busy.
Right, I'm like, can I have a day off, please?
Exactly. Yeah.
No, work.
Exactly. Right. And that's the cool part about Trio, though, is that we never work weekends and I'm respected as a human. So,
yeah. You know, you have life outside of pest control.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Right. They would never expect me to work like 5 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Like I have before in the past with other people.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and Brandon were talking about that it's your old company. It wasn't that you had to drive to get there because you're doing that same drive now.
Yep.
It was the amount of hours because you have, to, you know, your first stop is at 5 a.m. So that means you had to leave before 4.
Yeah.
And then, you know, your last stop was at 8 p.m. So that means you're not home until 9:30, 10 o'clock, depending on traffic.
Yeah.
I'm like, so... What the hell?
Yeah. It was like the last Friday of the month was like that warehouse I did at 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to do a whole like city like place that would take me that long. And that was the whole fucking day. And it was like, oh, my God. But it was good money, though. But
I bet. But sometimes it's not all about the money. You gotta
exactly.
have the family too.
Let's balance this shit.
Yes.
And that's kind of cool with me doing Fort Wayne is that I'm gonna have a lot more control over that kind
yeah.
of. So
and it's just yes. like I've been told is that we work to live. We don't live to work.
Yes, I love that.
Yes,
words to live by.
Yes, especially all you big box workers. Yes. They will make you think that this is your whole life now, and it's not.
Yeah. No.
Because you could drop dead tomorrow and your job would be, you know, they wouldn't even care about your obituary. It'd be up on Indeed, waiting for the next one to come.
Yep.
They don't care.
Yeah. And you got to believe in that for your family and for your pets so you can go home and see your kids and your animals.
Yes. Just full circle. We just brought it all the way back around.
We did. We did. Full circle.
Full circle.
Well, thank you for listening to another episode of Pestrogen Podcasts, and we would like to tell you to go out and kick some ass.
Yeah.
Goodbye.